I now have the pleasure of sitting in with Coach Dwayne Bastob, Richmond boys basketball coach. Two games we're going to talk about this week. Good evening, Coach.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I can't complain.
All right. You want to talk about, let's talk about Monday's game first. Is that okay?
Yeah, we got a game in before the weather hit on Tuesday, and we got to go up. It was a makeup game from early January from the cold against Hamilton, and went up there and played them on Monday and beat them 60-49. And it was a close game throughout the first half. I think we had a 3-point lead at half, and then we had a big third quarter to take the lead and extend on them.
All right, Coach, how about points, rebounds, and assists for that game against Hamilton?
Yeah, we were led in scoring by Reed Summers, who he's led us most of the year. He's been averaging over 29 points a game. He scored 30. And Quentin Maxwell also hit double digits with 10. The rebounds, we were led by Quentin Maxwell. He had double digits. And then Jake Gray led us in assists, which he usually does.
All right. Again, I am sitting in with Dwayne Bastob, boys Richmond basketball coach. Do want to talk about also, Coach, that game from last night.
Right. Last night we played Higginsville, and it was MRVC East battle, and it was the same score, 60-49. We were on the short end this time, and it was one of those. We've always had some battles with them through the years, and you know, for games and for conference titles and all that, and it was one of those that you know, probably deserved a bigger crowd. You know, from the standpoint of, you know, weather, I'm sure factored in on how many people were there. It was, you know, nice size crowd for neither team being in school and still playing. And but they got out to about a 17-7 lead in the first quarter, and pretty much the rest of the game was kept between 6 and 12 points. They ran it up when Reed got nicked up in the fourth quarter, and they started extending again when he was out, and we got down 15 and two possessions when he got back in. We were down 20, and we fought back and got it to 8 or 9 and ended up losing by 11.
All right, Coach, how about points, rebounds, and assists during that game?
In that game, we were also led by Reed. He had 23, ended up with a big fourth quarter. He had 13 in the fourth quarter. They'd held him in check pretty good through that point. And then Quentin had 16. He played well for us inside, and both of them led us in rebounds. Jake Gray had 6 points, and he also led us in assists. And so it was one of those games where, you know, we just couldn't quite get over the hump. And I thought we battled, but Higginsville showed they were the better team last night, that's for sure.
All right, Coach. And how about the health of your team? You want to talk a little bit? Have you had any illness on your team this year so far?
Oh, like everybody, you know, we go through. We had it more, 2 weeks ago when we were in the Wellington tournament. We won that tournament, and we were kind of fighting the sickness then. We've had some minor injuries where kids have missed some games. You know, Cody Reed missed one. Reed Summers kind of been, he's had a wrist that's been bothering him all year. He kind of, and then like I say, last night he got nicked up a little bit with his shoulder. But you know, just that time of year where everybody's a little sore, you know, a little, and just trying to battle off the sickness. I hope it's true. I mean, I think just about everybody had the flu at one point, so.
All right, Coach. And your overall record is 13-6. Conference record is 2-2.
Right.
How are you looking towards district play?
Well, our district's loaded this year. We're in, you know, class 3. And right now, you know, it's going to be one of those. We'll have our district seed meeting a week from Monday. But with Knob and Higgs, you know, Knob Noster, they just lost their second game tonight. Both their losses were to Higginsville. Higginsville's got one loss. Their only loss is to Knob Noster. St. Paul Lutheran's in our district. They've only got two losses, one to Knob, one to Higg. Those three teams are just all, I mean, their only losses are to each other. And we've got one loss. We haven't played St. Paul. We lost to Knob and we lost to Higg once each. We lost to Higg, I think, by 10 or 12. But it's one of those where they're just, you know, we're really loaded in the district. Summit Christian and O'Hara. Summit Christian last I saw was 14-4. O'Hara's got a record, you know, equivalent to about ours. Lexington's 11-8, and, you know, and we're all probably looking on the bottom half of the district. So, I think we only have, out of eight teams, we have one team with a losing record. So.
All right, and also, Coach, how does your schedule look for the next week for these boys?
Well, we got the next 2 weeks, we have three conference games each week, and we lost two games this week. We lost one tonight. We were supposed to play tonight, and we couldn't play Holden because if they're not in school, they won't play, and so we lost them. And then, and that's going to be made up next week. And then earlier in the week, on Tuesday, obviously, we were supposed to play Carrollton, and that's going to be made up to last week. So we got three games next week. They're all tough. Knobnoster, Holden, and Lexington. And we got two home and one away, and that's kind of the way scenario breaks out the last week, too. We got two home and one away, so our schedule kind of favors coming home a little bit. We've only had two home games so far this year out of 19 games. So.
Wow.
Been a tough schedule.
Absolutely. A lot of traveling for you and your boys.
Oh, yeah. Road Warriors.
Also, Coach, I do want to ask you, because of the inclement weather conditions, have you had a lot of fan turnout at these games?
Yeah. When we can, like I say, last night I thought was, you know, it was obviously down for, two really good teams, but for a day with no school, I thought it was a, really respectable crowd. Our students have come out, and our two home games have been really well supported. And then even in the tournament when we were at Wellington, if we get close to home, and there's just so many things going on with wrestling and girls basketball, and trying to get kids to come to games is difficult sometimes with all the things going on. But I think if we can get the home crowd that we've had, and districts are at our place this year, so. That would bode well for us if we can get on a little run again. We just, last night when Higginsville beat us, we'd had a six-game winning streak going into that one. So then we get back on the streak starting next week.
How are your boys? Did it bring them down some, or are they just ready to get back in there and fight?
No, they knew that, Higginsville's a quality team. You lose a team that's only got one loss. There's no embarrassment there. And, we know they're tough, and you have to play extremely well to beat them. And we knew we made enough mistakes that there's a reason they got out to that 10-point lead, but we fought hard, and so we'll keep that. Earlier in the year, I don't know if we'd have battled as hard. I think we've gotten better as the year goes along, hopefully, we had practice today, and they were fine, so they're, I thought they had a good mindset about it, and Reed Summers last night, there were some good things happening in the game. He broke the school scoring record. It was at 1,875 points. By McKinney, I think his first name is Jason. He's out of Northern now, but he was at Richmond in his high school days. Reed broke the school scoring record. He scored, he needed 11 to tie it. He scored 23. So, virtually every game we go out, he's breaking some type of record, whether it's state, whether it's school or whatever. He's been a 4-year starter and doing a lot of good things for us.
So that just answered my next question. I was going to ask you what class he was in, but obviously he's a senior.
He's a senior, and he even had a streak last night going into the game. He went 9 for 10 from the line, but his miss stopped the streak. He had made 32 straight free throws when he missed it. He's just one of those kids. It's just a quality kid, quality player, and as he goes, we go kind of, and everybody tries to stop him. We've had a lot of junk defenses against us this year, but we're, we're used to it now by now, He's, like I say, it was a nice honor for him. I don't think it matters much to him in terms of, we'd rather win, and when it's all said and done. But I just thought it was a nice accomplishment and might, add out there.
Absolutely, and congratulations to him. Anything else you would like to add tonight, Coach?
No, we're good. We haven't had too many Friday games. Sometimes I forget to call in, so, I'll try and keep better tabs now from here on out. We should have some Friday games. I usually remember. I was out scouting tonight. I went to the Knob Hig game. That was a really good game tonight. So
that's what I heard. Well, good luck.
You guys called that. So I think Mike was there calling that one. So.
Yes. And good luck in your next three games next week, and we look forward to hearing from you next Friday.
That's great.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Again, uh-huh. Richmond boys basketball coach Dwayne Bastov. Two games this past week we just discussed in this interview. He and his team, part of KMZU's Fifth Quarter Show.